Welcome back. This is a special edition of Modern Business, where our guest host, Zach Fishman, brings us millennials in franchising. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. This is Millennial Monthly on Modern Business.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is our very first Millennial Monthly here on Modern Business with Ryan Hicks. My name is Zach Fishman, and I'm going to be your host. Every month, I will be having a different millennial franchisor or millennial supplier in the space come on the show here just to kind of learn, just to kind of teach you guys a little bit more about really what their experiences have been and kind of how they've kind of taken themselves through the space and kind of navigated it. My first guest here today is a very good friend of mine, David Blue from Blue Moon Estate Sales. He has been around the space for a number of years now, and I figured that he would be a fantastic first guest here. David, say hello.
Hey, everybody. David here.
So what I really wanted to go through first, ladies and gentlemen, is really just to kind of have David tell a little bit about really what Blue Moon is, and then we can kind of dive in a little bit further here. So, David, without further ado, what really is Blue Moon Estate Sales, and how did you get into it?
So, what Blue Moon Estate Sales does is we liquidate all forms of personal property. So, right now, there's a huge need for our services with the aging baby boomer generation and their parents. And so what we see is there's a lot of people with a lot of home and a lot of stuff, and they really have no idea how to properly sell and get rid of all of their tangible property in a way that is efficient with their time and good for their pocketbooks. So what we do is we actually come in and create an upscale shopping environment in people's homes, and we operate out of a different home every week, and we sell everything from jewelry to cars to pots and pans. Literally anything you can find in a home that has any sort of value, we come in and we market it and sell it to our customer base.
Awesome. Well, great. That sounds pretty good to me. So in terms of how you got into that as a young entrepreneur, how did you find this business? Was this something that you kind of had an epiphany one day, or was there any background to it beforehand? How did you kind of find this?
Yeah, so this is kind of a funny story. So I finished school up in 2011 and up in Wisconsin, and my family had moved down to North Carolina about 5 years prior to me graduating school. And so they actually started our flagship operation down in Raleigh, North Carolina. And they're having some success with it. At that point, it was just a tiny operation. There's only about three employees. But they lured me down. They said it was their toughest sale job to come down and and really to start operationalizing things. So they wanted me to come down and join the family business. I was very reluctant, but the job market in 2011 was pretty tough. So I went out on a limb and I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to get into the estate sale space. And I was pretty ignorant at the time. I thought they were just selling just antiques and like old things. And I absolutely despised antiques and old things, but I was like, hey, this is, a family business. I think there's some opportunity here to grow and to scale it. And so I came down, 2011. And that's when we started just looking at franchising as a way to scale. So it took about 2 years of blood, sweat, and tears and, working my way from the mailroom, so to speak, and up. And it was pretty fun. We spent a lot of time just operationalizing everything and getting it up to speed to scale. And then we offered our first franchises. We sold our first franchise in June 1st, 2013. And since then, we were doing about 30 sales a year when I first came down here. And this past year we did over 450 sales. So when I say sale, that's complete liquidation of a home and all of its contents. So wow. it's been a uh, yeah, so we've sold a tremendous amount of stuff now, and it's a pretty fun business model for us because we really don't have any inventory whatsoever. Our clients provide us our inventory that we sell every week. And so we sell new stuff every week, and we don't need to sit on, you know, a bunch of inventory to sell. You know, the stuff that we sell creates the demand from the buyer. So it's really interesting business model in that regards. So so I joined forces with the family and you know, developed the franchise, and then here we are now. We've got 30 locations serving 11 different states.
Congrats to all that, man. That really does sound great. And I mean, I think that there's certainly a place for people, like people that are of a younger generation, to really get into any business, whether it's estate sales or anything else. So I'm really happy to hear that you guys are really have become very successful. So next question that I have for you here is really really surrounded around how you really feel that your day-to-day and kind of the way that you kind of operate your business is different than some of your competitors and some of your fellow franchisors in the space, considering that you are in the C-suite and you are so young. I am just very curious just about how you kind of see things operating around you and how you feel, how that kind of makes you feel when people ask you questions like, why are you using this technology and that, when it's kind of second nature to you? Do you feel that there's been some hardships along the way with running a business and being so young?
Yeah, you know, there's I see, you know, both sides of the tracks in this. You know, I see it being in my favor when I'm comparing our company against our competitors. A lot of our competitors are operate their businesses with a much more old school mentality. You know, they're not utilizing any digital marketing and POS systems. And so we've really been able to differentiate ourselves with just the use of technology and how we reach our customer base and how we reach new potential clients. And then, you know, from the other side of the spectrum, you know, I've felt like I've definitely had to prove myself a little bit more being a younger business owner. So by doing that, you know, I've had to educate myself on so many different topics so I can then sell myself, you know, to both, you know, new franchise partners. In the beginning days, I really had to sell myself to new clients and really know what it is I'm talking about. And so there was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a learning curve in the beginning there, but you know, nothing that some hard work and grit couldn't really take care of. And you know, us millennials get a bad rap for you know, taking too many selfies. But you know what? If you know, you can really prove yourself if you you know, you put in the time and deliver on your goods and services. So it's been a fun ride so far.
Absolutely. And I mean, and again, folks, I mean, we're both pretty young guys here. And so I experience this all the time as well. It takes a very long time, especially in the franchise space, as David will certainly attest to really kind of get your teeth and really kind of cut your teeth. And I mean, maybe even longer than a lot of other industries, because it is an industry that does certainly have an undertone of old school to it. So kind of breaking into the market, the fastest way or the quickest way to fail or to succeed is really to make things your own and try and go the technological route, because sometimes people kind of view you as potentially being a disruptor in a good way or in a bad way. It just kind of depends on the industry, I suppose. But very, very reasonable answer. I totally feel you there. So next question that I have for you is surrounding around if you guys are kind of looking for people in similar age to you in your franchise development process. So if you guys are doing that, kind of talk me through how you guys kind of go about acquiring those younger franchisees. And if you aren't, why is that the case?
Yeah, so we've some millennial franchise owners, and what we've really done is just kind of sell the culture. Sell the freedom that our brand has to offer, because the millennial generation want to be able to take the time off or take the vacations they want when they want to. So we really are selling that to them. And so our top producing franchise is owned by a couple of 20-something-year-olds. two sisters, and they just do a fantastic job. And you know, they're our top producing unit in our system. And so we really just talked to them about you know, what it means to be, you know, a business owner. They've got I think they've got 4 or 5 kids between them as well. So they've really get to spend a lot of time with their kids. They get to teach their kids about entrepreneurialism as well. And that's worked out really, really well for them. And so, you know, so some of our future, you know, marketing efforts will be tailored to that freedom. And I'm really trying to drive that point home, because it's you know, that's really how I got into entrepreneurialism as well. So just having that freedom, you know, obviously there's a lot of hard work that comes with it, but you know, you also get to reap all the rewards. So you know, and then the rest of our owners are older. You know, our bell curve is definitely that 40 to 55 year old business owner. So I'm really looking forward to getting some more younger owners in our system. We did just sign another franchise agreement with someone in Richmond, and he's the same age as me, and he's doing a fantastic job already. You know, right out of the gate, his first quarter earnings were in line with some of our 2-year-old franchises as well. So he just has like an energy that he brings to the table that is contagious, and it really rejuvenates just the overall brand, you know, and culture among everybody too. When you have someone with a lot of energy and a lot of drive come in and really start to you know, make a name for themselves in our system. So so I'm really looking forward to you know, continue to bring in some younger franchise owners to grow our brand and see our core values through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, and I think that that's something that I've really been seeing in the market more and more, is really the mystery of how do you really get millennials to become franchisees. And I think you definitely touched on it very well, and that culture is obviously very important, especially to our generation, to be able to feel like that they do have the freedom to go on vacation, freedom to be able to spend time with their families at times when it's convenient for them. And I think that that's something that the franchise model really offers. And so I'm happy to hear that you guys are kind of marketing it that way, because I think that it's a very efficient way to get very driven, hungry millennials into your actual network. So that's really good to hear.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're in the middle of a rebrand right now too. We're going to be keeping the same name, but we're going to be just updating our look. And I think by updating this look and feel, it's going to attract younger franchise partners as well, and younger shoppers. So I'm really looking forward to this next phase and chapter of our business as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's a great segue. So, I mean, I do kind of want to hear a little bit about how you are marketing to really your consumers that are in the more millennial space of things. Because, I mean, like, to me at least, I mean, and I've known you for years, and so I know that this is not necessarily the nature of the business, but when most people think of estate sales, they thought of what you thought of when you first started, antiques. It's older people that are kind of moving into a smaller home and don't have room for all the things that they had in their home that they lived in for years. But how are you guys kind of revolutionizing the space when it comes to really marketing to people that are our age, that are kind of trying to, you guys are really trying to turn the entire idea of estate sales on its head, it sounds like.
Yeah. So, what we're really trying to do is be the farmer's market of goods and services. You know, at one point, farmer's markets were considered the place where the poor shop to get their produce. And nowadays, people think about farmer's markets like the cool farm to table way to get your goods. So we're really trying to take that idea and apply it to the estate sale space, where you know exactly where you're buying everything, you know where it comes from, you know that the money that you're spending on that item that you're purchasing is going right back into your local community as well. And and then with that too, we're utilizing new technologies to market and be able to reach the right people. So we're utilizing a lot of the different social media spaces. We're We've got a really fantastic digital platform that we're using, and we've got reward systems. We really try to just push engaging content. We've been really focusing a lot of time and energy, with video messages and just educating the consumers on what makes something cool, what makes something valuable, and why this particular item is special. You know, a lot of us millennials don't really spending money on expensive things that may just sit around the house. You know, we're all about gaining experiences. So we're really trying to attach some cool stories and experiences to the things that you could buy at our sales. So we're trying to, bridge the gap right there. And share our appreciation for nicer things with everybody, across all the generation. And then also, one of the things that we're really trying to sell to is, antiques are only about 10% of what we sell. The rest is everyday items that we all need, from kitchen stuff to couches and televisions. Antiques are just a small market of the big picture of goods that we sell on a daily basis. So we're really trying to, get rid of that idea that we just sell antiques and that we just, or the clients that we serve have all passed away, really, because 85% of what we do are just people who are moving. The cost of moving has skyrocketed so much that it's better for most people to just sell everything that they own and just take that money that they that revenue that is generated and go buy new furniture at their new house without having to move it all across the country. So we're really trying to reach people on all levels here through digital marketing, through content marketing, through video marketing, and just educate the consumers on what exactly it is that we do.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think that that is one of the really cool things that I have personally really thought was interesting when I first kind of got to know you a little bit more and really learned really about what the space that you were in entailed. I think that. There is a lot of misconceptions about it. So the ability to kind of have that more modernized touch to it, and for you guys to kind of marry technology and kind of a more modern attitude to the space is really refreshing, I assume, not only for your clients, but the consumers that you guys are also, that those clients are also selling to as well. So I think all around, definitely very good for you guys in terms of how you guys have really been doing everything. So lastly, and the last question, folks, that I have for David, which I think will really be helpful, not only for our millennial listeners here, but also for folks that are a little bit older as well, just to kind of see really how, really what David's big thing that he really wished that he knew. I think that, so really the question is for you, David, is what is one thing that you wish that you knew when you were first starting out as a millennial franchisor? I think that this is a question that I ask very often that people often don't really know the answer to, but it is really interesting to hear kind of on the spot. So sorry to put you on the spot a little bit, but I am curious, so before we go, what you kind of wish that you knew, but now you know now.
Yeah, what's really amazing about the franchising space is how everyone puts it forward. So, when I first started, I really didn't know anything about franchising. I knew that I loved what I did, but I didn't realize, how amazing the industry was when I first started. And so I was really taken back when I started meeting other people in the franchising space, and they showed me the technology and what they were implementing in their franchise systems to really have a complete understanding of their business. And I didn't know that in the beginning. So I was letting our franchisees kind of do what they wanted to do. And then they would report their earnings back to us, when they seemed that it was fair. And I really didn't have that control in the beginning. And through meeting a lot of people in the franchise space, we've been able to design a full package of a full digital platform where all of our franchisees can report all of their numbers and report all of their marketing dollars. And really, we can all learn together as a brand and drive it forward for everyone to prosper. And so I didn't know about any of that type of technology, or I didn't see the benefit of that in the beginning. And through meeting some fantastic people in the franchising space, we were really able to overhaul our entire operation. So everyone can prosper from the data that comes with it.
Absolutely. And I think that that's really is one of the big things that I was hoping that you touch on, that you would touch on, and you did, is really the technology behind everything and franchisors kind of doing things in the dark. I think that that's one thing that the millennial generation is bringing to franchising more and more every day, is kind of the idea behind having technology and doing things in a data-driven way to really have benchmarks and to be able to do business intelligently. I think that doing business intelligently before was having intelligent people around. And I think that it's really important to be able to marry those really intelligent people with technology that is going to help you run your business a lot in a lot more of an efficient manner. So I'm happy to hear that you guys are definitely doing that. And I think that you guys are on the forefront of that in the franchise space, especially given the fact that you guys have built your own technology in-house. So thank you, David. I really appreciate it, man. This has been great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll continue on with that. Just one more bit here is, we live in a really exciting time right now where you don't necessarily need millions and millions of dollars to create something that provides a lot of value for people. There's so many different software platforms out there that can communicate and can help people grow brands without having to spend, millions and millions and millions of dollars to develop. So I think having that millennial mindset of being able to, bootstrap and build something, out of nothing is a really important asset to have right now in our space. And with that, a lot of young companies can, be disruptors in their industry because of, the available technology that's out there. So it's an exciting time for all of us. And thank you, Zach, for having me in. I love talking about business and, educating others.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, David. I really, really appreciate it. And once again, folks, this is your host, Zach Fishman from FranFunnel, here with Mr. David Blue from Blue Moon Estate Sales. Thank you again, David. Really appreciate it. So, folks, please stay tuned for our next month's episode of Millennial Monthly. We're going to be with Danny Nieves from Local Door Coupons, the CEO. So stay tuned for that next month. And once again, this is your host, Zach Fishman, signing off. Thanks, everybody.